Yeah.
I mean, you got this way of wrapping me around. You got this way of wrapping me around. Round your finger, yeah, around your fingertips. And I just linger, yeah, trying to get a grip. You're flowing in my veins. You live inside my brain. Rent free, tempt me, but no longer will I play your games. I wanna let it flow. I wanna let you go. It's never easy with you, always so difficult. When I think about it, oh, I'll admit, I don't know when I should quit. Cause I can't make you commit. I'm just trying to make it fit into something it clearly ain't. Had a picture I tried to paint. Didn't wanna feel this constraint. Things we do for love in vain.
Yo.
It's insane. You got this way of wrapping me around. You got this way of wrapping me around. Round your finger, yeah, around your fingertips. And I just linger, yeah, trying to get a grip. I don't love the way that you love. I don't love the way that you love. Cause your love is a drug to me. Your love codependency. Get me high, then you say goodbye. Well, your love don't comfort me. Got my anxiety to the nth degree. We ain't meant to be. It's all well, but I can't take a nail. So I'll stay put under your spell. My pride and ego won't let me smell the agony of defeat. Can't let my heart skip a beat. So I rinse, repeat. You keep me tethered, dangling by a thread. I'm in the deep waters and I'm too tired to tread. Yeah, I should be leaving, but I stay wrapped around your finger instead. Misled. You got this way of wrapping me around. You got this way of wrapping me around. Round your finger, yeah, around your fingertips. And I just linger, yeah, trying to get a
fly. One Winnipegger has made it his goal to showcase content important to his community. Noticing a lack of representation here in Canada, Solomon Balake created Winnipeg Swahili TV. For the past 3 years, he's been doing what he can to feature content in the language of more than 200 million speakers worldwide. Let's get into it.
As I do a little bit about introduction, my name is Solomon Balake Namtibuka. I'm from Congo. Congo is a central part of Africa. So that's where I came from. I have like 20 years, more than 20 years now, I've been out from my country. I left my country since 2002. And the major reason was the war issues, which broke in from my country. And since that time, I've never gone back home to Congo. In short, I've been a refugee in Kenya. I've been living in a refugee camp for 13 years. I've been there for 13 years as a refugee. That means in the life of a refugee camp, I've been there for 8 years. And 5 years I've been in Nairobi, where I was doing schooling. Then after that, the other 8 years I spent it in the refugee camp. That's what I can say about me. Right now, I'm here. If you need my age, I'm having 40 years now. I'm a person who is having some visions and trying to do something which can at least help the community or help the entire community. Let me say that. I've encountered a lot of challenges which I got in my life, which is like, because I was in Congo, and Congo, we speak French, we don't speak English. So I have to change, I have to immigrate from French to English. So which was a little bit harder, but you have to fight and I have to do what I could. I succeeded anyway. Now I can speak English as I'm talking to you in English now. When you are in the refugee camp, we normally have humanitarians, like countries who comes and try to help people who are in that situations. Because when you are a refugee, you don't have any identity. So you are just a refugee and you don't have any country of origin. So Canada, US, Australia, like Scandinavia country, Germany, England, and other country, Holland. Those ones, they come in the refugee camp. When they come in the refugee camp, they had to do like an interview. They assess people according to their situations. They have their own criteria that they do. And when they do the criteria, they know which people do they want. So they like they have certain age, they have certain like level of education and all those stuff. So they have to do that. And that's what is happening.
So it's kind of, for refugees, it's kind of a rolling of the dice, right? To be what country is going to be accepting you into their borders then. It's just like chance then.
For sure. They normally assess. So they call you and assess you. Then they'll have to hear exactly what is your complaint, what is the reason, the major reason why you flee your country, all those stuff. And maybe they have to convince them, and then they can say, okay, you qualify. So I did interview with Canada. I was selected among the criteria of Canada. So I did interview with Canada. The first time, that was 2011, I couldn't succeed on my interview. So my interview was okay, but there was some reasons which I did not go through. I stayed there, that was 2011. So by 2013, January, because there is one of my relatives who lives here in Winnipeg, he tried to sponsor me, which was like 2005. He put for me a case to help, like to support me to come to Canada, but that process was like, it didn't go well, and it was like forgotten.
It's such a pain, yeah. Especially if you have nothing to like fall back on. What are you supposed to do, right?
Yeah, so it was forgotten. So I don't know what happened. They had to do like review. So they came and they called me for interview again. That was 2013. So after 2013, I got chance and I was chosen to come to Canada. And that's how I came. I came here on, I landed in Canada on the 10th, July, 2013. Now I'm doing my 10 years in Canada.
I belong.
slipped in through the back door when you were not alone? Who slipped in to your consciousness and sunk you like a stone? Who slipped in to the stables of your frantic hippodrome? Who slipped in to the station and bought your ticket home? Who slipped in to your mouth to craft that Brian flippant tone? Who slipped in to the castle and set you on the throne? Who slipped in with a butter knife and cut you to the bone? Who slipped in past all 5-point guards with documents unknown? Who slipped in? Who slipped in? As through the cracks in your soul blows the wind. Who slipped in? Oh, who slipped in? Like your conscience in the shadows of your sin. Who slipped in to the debtor's prison with credit not alone? Who slipped in to your sacred hall and told you to postpone? Who slipped in to your garden bed unkept and overgrown? Who slipped in to the shade of your trusted cicerone? Look in the mirror, look in the mirror, my love. Tell me what you see. Are you baffled by the true disguise of ambiguity? And when I look in the mirror, my love, I tell you what I see. All the same parts of you I scorn reflecting back in me. And who slipped in?
Find my way back home again.
And now that you're here in Winnipeg, you're wanting to give a little bit back to the community. So what can you tell me about Winnipeg Swahili TV? How'd you kind of get into this idea? And what was your interest in creating this news network?
This mind is not like only in Winnipeg. I'm also thinking if I have any way, I can still do it in my own village where I came from. Eastern part of Congo, in the territory we call Uvira. Uvira is my territory, but I was born in Kiliba. We don't have radio, we don't have TV there, so it's still like an empty land, so there is nothing for sure. So when I came to Canada, especially in Winnipeg, I find it hard because, you know, nowadays we have stuff like CTV, we have stuff like CBC, energy radios or whatever. So we have all those virgin radios. So, and my idea is like, my idea is that to do something which can also bring especially Swahili people, those people who speak Swahili. Because after assessing and being in the community here, I find like we need also a platform which can help people to express themselves and to feel free to talk. We have, for example, in England, we have something like BBC. They have Swahili. When I came here, I was like, we have communities. And this community, they want to feel like belonging in the Canadian community. But most of the time, you'll find like we have a challenge. People who speak Swahili, if you follow all the platforms in here in Canada, we don't have where Swahili is spoken. So my idea is like, why can't I do something which will unite people, which will bring people together? When we speak one common language, when we speak something which will bring us together. Sometimes we have like debates. People have some expression to share, like family matters, religious matters, whatever, all those stuff. You find like they can't go to CBC because it's an English channel or broadcasting. They don't have Swahili. So my idea is like, why can't we have also, if US has VOA, if the British has BBC Swahili, if German has Deutsche Welle 24 hours, why not Canada to have Swahili TV too? And that's my vision and my idea. If it has not started, why can't it start with me? So when I started it, I tried to engage because I could call people to have debates, talk about dowry in Africa, talk about taking care of the kid in Canada, a lot of topics about community, languages, what is the advantage of us not losing Swahili? Now, because Swahili is becoming an African language, majority of African countries, they speak Swahili. If our kids today lose Swahili, that means whenever they go to Africa, they're definitely gonna forget, and they won't talk to anybody. Like here in my house, me and my wife, we speak Swahili. Our kids, they hear Swahili. Though some were born here, but they speak Swahili. It's because we speak it. With Winnipeg Swahili TV, we can even have time to teach even Canadians. We can bring like teachers who can speak Swahili and teach in English too. Translate Swahili and English. I don't normally cover only the community. I do also religions. I invite pastors to come and preach in Swahili. Sometimes they speak in English. Through this Winnipeg Swahili TV, they can express themselves. They can talk to their believers and other people through this platform. And we have musicians. We have artists here in Winnipeg. Their songs are not being played on they can't be played on CTV or all those broadcasting radios, but they can't. If I come up with this stuff, they can help even those one who are doing music here too, like to be lifted up, even if it's not English song, it can be still played and people can still see, because someone has spent money to do video, to do world recordings, but by the end of the day, nobody's seeing it, see? Because they can't afford to market their song.
Yeah, go through the studios, go to the channels, and if it's not within the specific demographic or genre, like publishers and like labels would be like, nah, this isn't going to sell well
that
here. Yeah, and providing a place and opportunity for them to showcase their stuff. We've been having a lot of conversations like this with the various diasporas here in Winnipeg. One of our programs, Civic Platform, has been connecting a lot with the Arabic community here in Winnipeg. And they're kind of talking about the same things, like the challenge of balancing the culture of the community you are from with the culture of Canada and trying to preserve the language while integrating, becoming part of a new community. So in the process of getting it all set up, what got you interested in media and how did you start putting this all together?
I've created another branch of this Winnipeg Swahili back to my country, my homeland. I have Winnipeg Swahili TV. If, for example, you happen to go to my YouTube account, you will find a lot of videos from Africa.
Yeah, I saw some of those when I was looking at it before.
Yeah, which are like, I'm trying to see how we can also boost the other side, because there is nothing. I have a lot of challenges about those stuff. That's why I was not supposed to do where I am. I'm doing it in my home. I wanted to have like a big studio, a place where I can do it, at least have access. Because sometimes you will invite people don't like to come to your place, you know. But if it's like a certain place where you are, they can still come because it doesn't belong to you. It's not like your home. So people can come and get access to have free. And apart from that, we have people who speak Swahili. Maybe they are journalists. They can speak good in Swahili, but they can't get jobs somewhere. If they get access to Swahili channel, they can also feel like they are really integrated in Canada. Since in Kenya, when I was in the refugee camp, I used to like those media stuff, right? You know, like taking videos in churches. When you go to certain activities, I shoot video, all those stuff. And mostly I will post maybe on my Facebook, whatever. I felt interested in that career. I've not gone to school for it yet.
You've always been a storyteller at heart. You want to go out and tell stories.
For sure, yeah. Because I've not gone to school for
journalism or media or things like that.
Like media stuff or journalism, I didn't go for school. But I'm feeling like with what I'm doing, it's becoming tough sometimes because of the life here too. You find like being in the media, you still need some stuff. It's really becoming. And sometimes you'll find one day when I was doing it, there is a time I was really being watched. People were watching me a lot. But it came a time when I got too much busy sometimes. Yeah, you know, these are the challenges mostly I face, because you can't hire someone. You don't have money to pay that person. See, you are alone looking for money. How will you get the money to pay the other? And those are some of the things which makes it to fluctuate up today, tomorrow. Sometimes people will call me, hey, where are you? No, this, we can't see you. Because people have when it was like a weekend, evening, they know how Winnipeg Swahili TV is on. So we can start watching. And sometimes we have like a debate. I will just post it. I will post in advance and say, hey, tonight or tomorrow, we are talking about how can you love your wife? What can you do to love a woman? I can open a line and people can call in. Then you'll find it will be interesting. And people was very happy. People could call you and tell you, hey, I want to be your guest next time. That's how it was engaged. But with time, it went, started fluctuating a little bit because I myself, I spend my money buying stuff, my programs, all those stuff.
Yeah, the challenge of doing things independently, right?
Yes. Especially what made me feel like I have to be in that field. When I found like, as Swahili people in Canada, we don't have any platform. I've been here. I know Filipinos, they have their channels. They are broadcasting radio here, FM radio. I know Punjabi people, they have Indians, they have. But Swahili, nobody in Canada, the whole Canada, no TV, no channel, no radio station for Swahili. And we remember now we have a lot of people, Swahili people who are speaking Swahili now here in Canada, a lot. We have grandmoms, we have grandpa who they don't know even English, they don't know even French. They only speak Swahili. At channels like CTV, no one will be following that. CBC, nobody will follow it because they don't play African music there. They don't play anything from Africa unless if it's a documentary, see? So you'll find many people will prefer to go to YouTube to follow things from Africa. Swahili music.
Yeah, you can have a much more curated experience there.
Yes. You see, that's what I come to realize when it, like, the only challenge we have, because when you try to play music, you know, with the restriction of we don't have license to play those music, they are like putting copywriting, all those stuff, because we don't have that. So we tend like stopping not to play those music. We hope in future it's going to be good because I'm also going to be producing very soon. My album will be coming soon.
Keep attracting the same energies, and it's gonna be like that till I learn my lesson.
It's true.
the other one. Still standing tall. Still in the sun. Stay for long. Branches in the breeze. Just out beyond.
Life to live in endless grace.
the Swahili community here in Winnipeg? Like, how close is it? How many people? What sort of events or things that you hold?
And all this time I've been here in Winnipeg, Swahili is growing up. Swahili is, I'm telling you, Swahili community is growing up daily and daily and daily. Our community is getting big here in Winnipeg, Brandon, Winkler, everywhere. We have people coming from Congo, from Uganda, from Tanzania, from Kenya. From Swahili is becoming big. You'll even find most of our churches. We have churches here which are Swahili fellowship. We are like in my church, we speak Swahili. We preach in Swahili. We sing in Swahili. We do a lot of stuff in Swahili. So people who comes there, Swahili. So you see, like, we are growing up. And in few years to come, Swahili will be really another spoken language in Manitoba or in Canada. So that's why we are trying to see what tools we can use to make these people feel too like they belong in Canada. Like now, for example, during COVID, we had COVID issues. All the information sometimes the government will give, I'll have to go and read, get the news so that I can come and start telling them in Swahili. Stuff like weather in Canada. We have to let them know about the weather. Because some people would go out, they didn't know what was the weather forecast. Our main purpose as Swahili, if you want to see how we can be grasping those news, which are in English, to bring and turn, or if the premier said something which is very important for the community, to come and put in Swahili and announce it, tell it to people in Swahili, so that those who did not listen, who did not follow or have time to go to CBC or CTV can also get access to Swahili TV and listen. What did they say? Those are some of the reason why we are trying to focus on bringing in something, either our FM radio, which can use Swahili, or a TV channel which can be on Swahili too, to accommodate those people who speak Swahili too here in Manitoba or in Canada at large.
So if someone's interested in checking out Winnipeg Swahili TV, where can they go?
We have different platforms where we do. We normally stream on YouTube. We have Winnipeg Swahili TV. If you write Winnipeg Swahili TV, we have our logo, which is our yellow. If you go to YouTube, you find that, you'll see we have a lot of video, over 800 videos there. So we have we stream on Facebook too. You can also get us there. We partner with the Voice of Winnipeg, is another platform also on Facebook, which is Voice of Winnipeg. We partner together. So you'll get our video too on Voice of Winnipeg. You'll get our video again on Swahili TV. Winnipeg Swahili TV. Then you can get us on TikTok. We post a video on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We are on Twitter too. We post sometimes. And Twitch. I was on Twitch too, but I didn't really been there for long, but I had a partner.
That's okay. I'm trying to figure out Twitch myself. It's a whole other beast.
Yeah. This is our third year now. This 2023. It's our third year working in Winnipeg.
Amazing.
For me, I'm finding like it's still hard for me. Like I'm still a baby trying to stand and work. Opportunities, I'm trying to look opportunity. Where can I get opportunity? Who can help me to bring this idea out? Anyway, it has been very hard for me to see who can help me, who can take me up and make sure that the vision or the dream I have to be accomplished. You know, finances and other things is becoming hard for me to make. I have idea. I have this big idea to make this stuff to work, and I believe it will work.
Yeah, you have big dreams, and now it's finding the means to make those dreams a reality.
Yes. Maybe tomorrow we'll be also getting stuff from other countries or also, like BBC. We listen BBC here. Deutsche Welle, VOA. We listen African. They have people in Kenya, Uganda, where they have already their representative there. So that's mostly what I'm trying.
Thanks for listening to U-Talk on 101.5 FM. If you want to check out even more interviews, make sure you head to U-Multicultural and listen to U-Radio. We've got a ton of interviews on there with people across the country. I'm Ryan Funk. This was U-Talk. And have yourself a good one.
I remember aspen groves. They were born from far below, underground and out of sight. From one tree became the might. Oh, we're standing in one place, ever watching, holding space. Seedling, sapling, stately, tall. Cycles one becomes the all. The land gives it back to a stand. The land gives it back to a stand. Future of the aspen tales, what looms for us who know as well. Earth connected, aimed for skies, conduits emerge, belies. Music of the aspen song, whispers easy, makes them strong. Dawn to dusk, it lingers on, often dead before they know that they're gone. Ever on, just one tree, but they're gone. Ever on, just one tree. I remember aspen groves. They were born from far below, underground and out of sight. From one tree became. Oh, we're standing in one place, ever watching, holding space. Seedling, sapling, stately, tall. Cycles one becomes the all. I remember aspen groves. They were born from far below, underground. From far below, I remember aspen groves. They were born from far.